Devil Radio app.
Get a little bit more of a relaxing time. Please take it away, Duke.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. You can join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Brian, we've got a number of patient callers that have been stacking
up. Yeah, let's talk to the people.
I want to talk to the people this afternoon before the end of the show. Up first, our friend Andy up in Beaver Dam, been on hold the longest. Andy, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Well, I think the DNC, I know this is not possible, but I think the DNC still owes Milwaukee a convention because the pandemic made it a non-convention there, except, you know, I mean, no business, no anything.
That we feel that so hard?
I mean, you're especially Crudy and the whole, you know, that was the purpose of the whole thing there, to be there when the action started. So it's, That would be my one thing.
It was a burn.
Oh, my goodness.
Just so you know, that whole thing, and they technically had it, the convention from Milwaukee, but that was because that's where the server was located. They literally put a server in the middle of the floor, and that was the convention. I wish I was exaggerating. But I spoke to the people who actually did it, and the dude, it was a server in the middle of,
And the big thing, Andy, is I honestly think that the Republican National Convention is trying to go to Milwaukee, or at least leaving it as one of the remaining contenders for site selection in 2024, just to go into the face of the folks over at the Democratic National Convention. They want to say, well, they didn't come to you in the midst of the pandemic, and we're coming to you now in 2024. And it's almost like a thumb in the eye to the whole 2020
later, they're
going to
keep going, we came here and Hillary didn't. We came here and Hillary didn't. Yeah. Someone's already making shirts for that.
Probably. And honestly, I think that is one of the underlying motivations, because I think I tend to agree with the opinion piece that we read earlier in the show, that if you love Milwaukee, if you work to advance Milwaukee and make the city better, is there really a good reason to bring the art? Like, we went through the economic impact of political conventions for host cities. There's studies out there that show maybe it's not the bump that the local officials want it to be. Maybe it's a placebo.
Maybe it is the bump that the local officials want it to be. They're just talking about a different kind of bump.
True. I don't think Madison Cawthorn's coming, though, because he didn't win his reelection bid.
Well, so he gave away the goods.
He let us know about it. Yeah,
you can't say it out loud.
True.
You know what we can say out loud is Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark? What's going on, buddy?
Doing okay. Mr. Spindell should be reminded that, you know, that he serves the entire electorate of Wisconsin, not just the Republicans. And the job of the election commission is to make sure the elections are run smoothly. And what should be being done is the elections, it should be easy and convenient for citizens to vote. They shouldn't be making us jump through all these damn hoops to actually get to vote. I mean, that, you know, George Carlin, number 1 through 6, to Bob Spindell,
a lot of unpleasantness towards that guy. Let's just leave it at that. How about that?
And Spindell, in his quote, Mark, I'll give you that. He's just taking what is par for the course now, because Trump did the same thing. Trump only wanted to be a president for the people that elected him or voted for him. That's all Trump wanted. But Voss and Republicans in Wisconsin have that same attitude, and they've had it for years. They're just saying it out loud now, because in the past it was a subtle little thing where they would say, oh, well, if you take Madison and Milwaukee out of the equation, the state would always vote for Republicans. And that's the justification that they've used to gerrymander the maps, defund city services and just city funding in general for the city of Milwaukee, and to do a number of the attacks that they do on the state's largest cities, the Zuckerberg Five, as our friend Gableman likes to refer to them as, and it's what they use to justify this.
Which, again,
stuff.
Is a stupid name. You should just say the Facebook Five, but move on. How much better has it gotten in the red areas while complaining about the blue areas? And by the way, what is the growing county in the one growing county in Wisconsin?
The county that accounted for 33% of the state's growth in over the last decade? Oh, that would be Dane County.
Dane County. Oh, okay, yeah. Yes. So we should stop doing the thing that's working? Is that what you're saying, guys?
Apparently, that's what their argument is.
Wow, okay, good. Don't look at the numbers. Look at how you feel. Let's go to Joe in Madison. How are you feeling?
Elvis Costello line? I used to be disgusted, now I try to be amused. I'm trying really hard to be amused. I would throw into the mix here in this discussion that language always matters, and you guys are very precise and understand that completely, and it informs a lot of your discussions. And I would just say that this terminology of an alternative presidential electors, alternative, it just sounds so sweet and nice, like we have alternatives, when actually what these people are election thieves. They're stealing our votes and substituting what they want to happen. There's nothing more precious in your vote. There's nothing more precious. And when people seek to trot off with an alternative, quote, set of electors, I would say, let's imagine you have an alternative owner for your car. Okay, how does that sit with people? Now,
Joe, what's more precious than the aggrieved feelings of white voters? I don't understand what's more precious that, really. I mean, they felt in their heart so strongly, and they had faith that it was Donald Trump that really won, even though he clearly didn't, because he's a loser and loses at everything. In fact, he thought he was going to lose so much that, did you see, go back.
It was like May or June of 2020, he started laying the groundwork of like, I don't know if I'll concede or not. Like, we'll see what happens when it happens.
He's a loser. The first time, he didn't think he was going to win. Nobody thought he was going to win against Hillary. And we've talked about that. But my point is, look at his speech when he won. Rudy Giuliani was beyond comprehension. He was so far gone that they were sitting there ready to lose. They had lost because Donald Trump is a loser. All he does is lose, and the people that follow him are even more losers for doing so. Because the guy has failed at literally every venture he has gone on.
Yeah, and we appreciate
the only time he didn't fail was when somebody produced around him.
And we appreciate the call, Joe. And you will always catch me referring to them as fraudulent electors because that's what it was. It was fraud. They said somebody won that didn't win, and they felt it in their heart. They had the vibe that he won. But I'm sorry, that's not a legal basis. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on Dueling Tangents. And Brian, we're going to see these beautiful people tomorrow at 2. Devil's Advocates are coming up next. Stay tuned.